Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
All right. How you doing, Mom?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Up to anything fun lately?
Well, I got to go to Disney World with your brother and his kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So that was kind of fun during February vacation.
Yeah. Who's the bigger hit for my nieces, Minnie Mouse or Elsa?
That would be easy to answer for your daughter. It would be Elsa.
You know what? But Josie's on a mini kick.
So is Kinley. Okay. So all of a sudden, I think it's going to be a toss-up because I think once they kind of can identify too with Minnie, then I think they're into heavily both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. My daughter got into Elsa first. And then I think it was partially because she didn't know who Minnie was.
Correct.
Right? And then she got a Minnie doll for Christmas, and she just carries it everywhere now. And it's not for lack of opportunity. I think she has three Elsa dolls.
Right, yeah.
So,
well, I think it was easier for the little girls with early movies of like Frozen. They could relate to that. Minnie Mouse didn't have like movies that the world were seeing, like
that's
Elsa,
right.
Moana. Minnie's one of those short, you know, you can see little clips of Minnie. But I think once you go to Disney World, it's like, oh my gosh. It's such an awesome place.
Yeah. Do you know my memory of Disney World was when I was a kid?
I have no idea.
So we went on Splash Mountain. So for those of you who don't know, Splash Mountain had like the main event is this giant waterfall at the end, right? So you go down, you go straight down, vertical drop. And somebody as they were getting close to the top chickened out. And there was like a service catwalk along the ride. And they just bailed and got on the catwalk and they froze the ride for like 45 minutes as the employees were racing around this catwalk trying to find this person.
That's good. That's good. I know those, some of those roller coasters and those rides are scary. I mean, I'm scared too. So
100%. Anyway. I get it.
But little kids love it. So it's just such a great time to go.
That's right. That's right. Okay, cool. Well, so this week we're talking about something not super magical. We're talking about accessory dwelling units. This week we're talking about tips for real estate agents to sell these. How do you maximally leverage these accessory dwelling units for both your buyers and especially your sellers?
So it's interesting because so many times I have sellers who want to find something to move to, but they don't really want to leave their community.
Yeah.
And I think that has become the number one reason that we see people looking for alternatives. You know, some people can't afford some of the condominiums in their own towns.
Yeah.
Because they sell their home and to buy either condominium or 55 plus in that kind of community, it's too expensive.
Right.
So I think having accessory dwelling units is a wonderful option for the direction that people are going as they age. And more people are looking for homes with potential to have an elderly person be there or someone that needs some sort of first floor living or is coming in to help with childcare, you know, like an adult, but they want their own space. I've sold a number of houses where the lower level we had to convert into a space for the grandmother because she was babysitting the babies 5 days a week.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to be up in their space.
Yeah.
She wanted her own space. So having said all that, I think that one, as realtors, we can 100% create a positive spin to marketing a house that has this availability. Because previously, it's been one of those things where some people don't even tell the town that they're doing it. They put it in the basement and they don't give a stove to the person or they keep it non-accessory because there's not full cooking. There might be a microwave. And so it doesn't really allow someone who's coming from a home to live the way they want to live in a smaller space.
That's right. That's right.
And I think this is a huge, huge thing for people that own property and have the potential of needing either care from older adults. Older adults need to can't afford to stay in their home, so they need to be close to family. Even people that need to rent it out for some amount to be able to stay in their home, or a caretaker can stay there while they stay in their home. I think it's a huge win for, in my case, an elderly population trying to figure out what's the next step. So marketing-wise, I think you really need to speak to the flexibility of this option, because it can be so flexible for so many different living groups.
You know, even if you're like, it might not be for my parents forever, it could also be for an au pair. It could also be for teenage kids, right? Or even
post-college kids who can't find housing. I mean, I think it's a huge, huge advantage. I think realtors need to really know kind of what to say and do about this, because it does add potential.
And I think the what to say and do is to speak to those real world needs. So like a lot of people, you say accessory dwelling unit, their eyes just glaze over. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But if you're like, okay, what's your life look like over the next 5 to 10 years? Because that's at a minimum how long you really should own a house. Are you going to have parents living with you for extended periods? Are you going to need an au pair? Are you going to need a space for your teenagers to go be independent? Are you going to need a space for your adult children to come home after college? I think if we speak to those real world needs, we really communicate the value of a property that can have an ADU.
And sometimes I think buyers, as you said, hear ADU options.
Yeah.
They don't even know what ADU means.
Right. I do hate acronyms for that exact reason, because you're like, what's ADU?
So, and you don't know what it is in certain contexts. And so I think the thing about it is, this is a great tool. If brokers offer this and have done their homework, I think there's some real life advantage to this, because I've had people either look for, as I said, parents who are going to be child caretakers, or people who worry that as they get older, they can't go up steps. There's so many people thinking about this, but they won't think about the ADU acronym unless we explain it, the potential there. And I think that's
in terms they can understand.
In terms they can understand.
And as buyer agents, often where this is going to come from, I think, with buyers is, I'm sure you do the same. Every time I talk to a buyer, my first step is get to know who they are. What's going on in their life? And if they're like, oh, you know, here's some of these things that like check one of those boxes I just mentioned about why you might want an accessory dwelling unit, or why an accessory dwelling unit might make a house more valuable, I would then say, okay, do you want to consider this option? And as we look at houses, one piece of my due diligence will be, can you squeeze an ADU in here? Can you make it in the basement, the attic, an addition, in the garage? Can you do that? Or is there maybe, you know, some of these lots are so big, you could just basically plunk it anywhere, you know?
Yes.
So,
but some of the lots are really big and they have septic, so it will impact where you can put it.
Right, exactly. So going that extra mile where you say, hey, here's where I think you could put one, and here's what the town regulations allow, I think that can be extremely valuable.
Agreed.
So, we'll take a quick break and then we'll take a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs, too. With over 30 years' experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today.
Okay, T, I got a question for you.
Yeah, hit me.
How do you showcase a property's ADU? That means accessory dwelling unit, which unit is kind of a weird word to me. It should be like accessory dwelling home or apartment or
you can tell. You can tell the guys that wrote this law live in a city.
Yeah.
Because that's how you talk about homes in a city.
Their potential during open houses or virtual tours, how do you showcase that? How do you help buyers see the potential?
So we talked a little bit about this before. Again, I think it's making it crisp. You know, you got to keep in mind that when you're hosting an open house, when people swing by, you're often one of multiple houses. So you can't just do a brain dump where you're like, oh, I think it's here. I think you could do one here or this way or that way and maybe go talk to the building department. Like, people are just not going to absorb that. You have to have done your homework, talk the town, gotten a picture of the plot plan, that like bird's eye view of the property with all the dimensions and where the house is sited, and then drawn on there where that could be, right? And it might be in the basement, it might be in the attic, and you just have to note that on that piece of paper. But you just have to have a very crisp answer because this is actually a technical subject and most people just have no patience for that.
Yeah. It's got oodles of potential too, which is nice.
Correct. Oodles of potential.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great.
Well, thanks for that awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcast. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.